5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
It's a record we keep breaking. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. More Americans will vote today, adding to the 58-plus million ballots already cast. That is more votes already than in 2016.
All this anger, division, and hate, you know, in your bones, this is not who we are. And together we can change this.
Joe Biden campaigning at a virtual event online on CBS 60 Minutes. He dismissed the controversy over his son's business dealings and reports linking him to them.
When you put the combination of Russia, Giuliani, the president together, it's just what it is. It's a smear campaign.
Now, President Trump was also on CBS last night.
Your president and...
Excuse me, Leslie, you started with me. Your first statement was, are you ready for tough questions?
Are you?
Now, he also walked off the set saying that his Democratic challenger has not asked those tough questions, and he ended the interview. The president also campaigned in New Hampshire. He touted coming coronavirus vaccines. Now, the U.S. had record corona cases the other day, 83,000. Fox's Rachel Sutherland has more live.
Dave, we're not going to control the pandemic. That from White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows during a combative interview on CNN's State of the Union.
It is a contagious virus, just like the flu.
Yeah, but why not make efforts to contain it?
Well, we are making efforts to contain it.
By running all over the country and not wearing a mask?
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi pointed to cases within the vice president's inner circle.
Just think of America's working families, especially America's essential workers.
Meadows accused Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden of planning lockdowns. Biden has said he wants to shut down the virus, not the country. Dave?
Rachel, the Senate votes tonight expected to confirm Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. Democrats say it is too close to the election.
My God. The lack of respect and audacity of beginning this process.
That's Senator Kirsten Gillibrand early this morning after an all-night Democrat talkathon on the Senate floor. America's listening to Fox News.
Hillary Clinton called hardworking Americans like you deplorable.
You could put half of Trump supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables.
Joe Biden called us bad people.
Not very good people.
Liberal Hollywood attacks our faith.
Amy Comey Barrett, Catholic, really Catholic.
And the liberal media attacks our values.
The credulous boomer rube demo that backs Donald Trump.
They openly hope for the death of our president. Hillary Clinton's former spokesperson said, I hope he dies. Barack Obama's former speechwriter said, F these people. It's disgraceful. President Trump stands with us, the people who work for a living, get our hands dirty, care for our families, worship God, and stand for our flag. And we're proud to say Donald Trump is our president.
I'm Donald Trump, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Donald J. Trump for President, Inc.
Russia and Iran may have been meddling in our politics, trying to interfere in the election, but the National Security Advisor says they will not succeed.
Robert O'Brien says the best way for Americans to counteract election interference is to actually vote, however you choose to. On CBS Face the Nation, he added that people should not fear their political choices will be altered.
We got a hold of them early on because we've got great cyber folks, and we put a stop to it, but there's nothing they can do to change your vote or to stop you from voting.
Tens of millions of people in the U.S. have already cast a ballot, whether by mail or early voting. A significant turnout is also expected on Election Day. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Tropical storm Zeta is moving its way toward Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula, and it could strengthen into a hurricane, and it might hit the U.S. Gulf Coast in the middle of the week. On Wall Street, stocks could drop to start the week. We've seen Dow futures down more than 200 points. At the World Series,
the Los Angeles Dodgers used smart base running and power to beat the Tampa Bay Rays 4-2 to take a 3-2 series lead. First inning, Dodgers were up 1-0, 10 pitches into the game on a single by Corey Seager, who then raced to second and third base on two wild pitches before Jock Peterson singled him in.
And the base running of Corey Seager just made it 2-0.
On Fox TV, the Rays got within 3-2 in the third inning and tried to tie the score in the fourth. Manuel Margot attempted to steal home on Dodger starter Clayton Kershaw, but was thrown out. In the fifth,
Nice points in his dugout and will take the trot. Dodgers lead 4-2 here in the fifth.
Max Muncy's home run capped the scoring. Dodgers 4, Rays 2. Jared Max, Fox News.
Now, game 6 is tomorrow night in the NFL. The Pittsburgh Steelers are the only undefeated team now after they handed the Tennessee Titans their first loss. And then last night, unbeaten Seattle lost to Arizona. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
You know, you hold your slip of numbers like it's an Abraham Lincoln autograph. I just would suggest we could put that on a bigger piece of paper, Diane. That's all I'm saying.
I was wondering what you're...
10 years, you've had a slip of paper where you can't see the numbers.
I have to squint these
But I don't
days.
Understand why we don't put that on a paper.
I know.
We can enlarge that, and I'll be happy to transpose
it's
that.
It's turning into a superstitious thing, almost.
Here we
I
go. Well,
know.
It's all right. It's just, here we go. It is the last full week of October. I think we fall back this weekend?
Yeah.
Is that this weekend?
No.
Or is it the weekend after?
I think it's the weekend after.
Okay, we'll figure it out. Weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems.
No, daylight savings time, November 1.
Unbelievable. Fall back. This weekend, we fall back an extra hour. It'll be dark at 5.
And
then
it feels kind of like fall weather-wise with the cloudy, occasional showers today. High 41, low 34, 45 the high tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, just a slight chance of occasional rain. Down to around 30, 55 on Wednesday with partly cloudy conditions. 40 now. And Watts Copy System was bringing that on.
I got you.
Okay.
Weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems. Have you recently reviewed your business technology needs to make sure they are right fit and competitively priced, and that your service partner is there when you call? Call Watts Copy Systems to help, 352-0428. And we look here at Facebook Live as we get out of the gate this morning. Good morning, Jack. Hey, Debbie. Hi, Kathy. Hi, Phil. Hi, David. Hi, Megan. People that jump on Facebook Live every morning. I suspect I've been deboosted, meaning they've cut my viewership by how often I pop up because the numbers have been so high, then they went really low. So there are robots or bots or whatever they're called that hear what I say and I think perhaps don't like what I say, but I'm interested in what our candidates are saying. And over the weekend, Joe Biden had a few interesting things to say. Listen carefully.
We have put together... And you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Wow.
Okay.
It is former Democrat. Former Democrat Alan Sachs. Professor, are you there?
Are you there?
I said, well, that's a traditional Democratic ploy.
At the very least, wow. You'd think that he's cognitively not 100%.
He phrases everything wrong. We're transitioning out of this. That's his favorite word now, transitioning. In addition to come on and bingo. Whenever I hear those words, I just get I get very itchy.
Well, he was also asked by 60 Minutes the biggest threat, biggest foreign policy threat.
Which country is the biggest threat to America?
Well, I think the biggest threat to America right now in terms of breaking up our security and our alliances is Russia.
What's the biggest geopolitical threat facing America? You said Russia. Not Al-Qaeda. You said Russia. In the 1980s are now calling to ask for their foreign policy back.
Yeah, that was a blast from the past, and Barack Obama castigated Mitt Romney in 2012 saying, the Cold War's over, Mitt, and here we are with Joe Biden saying Russia. Alan, what was your take on that?
I
don't think Donald Trump even, I don't think that Joe Biden even knows what he's saying. I don't think he just talks, somebody gives him a script, and off he goes. If he becomes president, God forbid, he's not going to be the president. It's going to be Kamala Harris, it's going to be AOC, a whole variety of people will move in. I remember when President Obama was talking to Joe Biden in sort of an interview maybe some months ago, and he says to Joe Biden, he'll be able to bring in all the people we used to have in our administration. Oh, isn't that wonderful? John Kerry is Secretary of State. Hillary may be back in some... in some capacity. The whole crew will come back that got us into a huge mess. And here they come back helping Joe govern. And that's exactly what's going to happen. He's not going to be president. He can barely walk. And I don't mean that in a pejorative way, because I can't walk a step, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm not running for president in the United States either.
Okay. Also, over the weekend in a virtual event, Vice President Biden seemed to forget who he was running against.
What kind of country we're going to be? Four more years of Georgia. He's going to find ourselves in a position where, if Trump gets elected, we're going to be in a different world.
I think Jill, his wife, was sitting next to him, and I think said kind of lipped Trump to the camera. I think.
Oh boy.
He forgot the name of Donald Trump.
Yeah, we're in trouble. If Joe Biden gets elected, we're in real trouble. And then there's Kamala Harris. And by the way, I think the vice president at an event mispronounced her name, and everybody got mad about that. He must have said Kamala or who knows what. You know, it's an easy first name to make fun of. And so what? So they make fun of it. But they criticize him terribly. She's a tough lady, Kamala Harris, and she will rise to the presidency as Joe stays in the basement. And he will. He'll find a room in the White House and stay there all the time. It'll be very much like Woodrow Wilson when he was president and his wife ran the whole show. So maybe Joe Biden's wife will start running the show. She's become a lot more invigorated of late.
Come on, man.
No. Dave, but...
Yeah. Come on, man.
And bingo.
Yeah. Well, okay, the election is 8 days away. You have any predictions, Professor Alan Sachs?
Well, from what I see, I got to quit hanging around the campus. I don't teach there anymore. I taught there for 55 years. But if you go around the UT Arlington campus, and we have 50, 60,000 students, that's all you see around there are Biden-Harris signs. But I think that's true of any college campus. But my brain tells me that Donald Trump is still going to win, because why in the world do they want to campaign in Philadelphia again? That's where they sent President Obama. Philadelphia should be a very reliable place for Democrats. But something bothers me on the other side, too. I hear reports, I can't verify them, that the Trump organization has cut a lot of their campaign spending in places like Texas and other states that should be in their column easily. So that bothers me a little bit, where they've cut their campaign spending. But I still think Donald Trump's going to bring it out. He's going to campaign all this week, and Joe Biden, I don't know what he's doing, you know, but it's one of the strangest elections of all time.
Yeah.
I went to vote early the other day. I voted early at a community college, and it was a block long to get in there. And I voted from the curb. They actually brought out a voting machine for me. Wow. Because I can't walk. So I have to admit, I appreciated that very much. They actually brought out a voting machine for me, and I voted from the car. And so, but it was around the block. So, and a lot of young people, which bothers me a lot. I'm not in favor of young people. So it was a bothersome thing. My brain tells me that Donald Trump still can make it, but it's going to be tough.
Professor, it is always a pleasure. We'll get to talk one more time before the actual election day, and who knows when we'll know when the next president is announced. It could be weeks from what some are saying.
It could be. I don't like the early voting. I don't like the mail-in. I've always been talking about that. That scares me a lot. I think there could be some problems with that. I know there will be, and that's bothersome to me.
Professor, always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you so much. I'm glad you're there.
I'm glad you're there. Professor Alan Sachs, University of Texas at Arlington. Over the years, we've gotten to know him better. He was a former Democrat that used to take the bag money to different precincts
and
harvest votes and all the things that they used to do way back when.
Right. I'm sure it went down on both sides, though.
You think? You think?
I mean,
the Republicans are the one that break ranks and said, that's not right. The Democrats are like Velcro. Nobody talks. No, I don't think it's the same at all.
Okay.
I don't think it's the same at all. I mean, listen to the vice president this weekend.
We had put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We had put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Whoops.
What kind of country are we going to be? Mm-hmm. Four more years of George, he's going to find our...
What? No, was it George Bush? Or George Herbert Walker Bush? Is he flashback to 88 when he's running for president? What is that? Anybody?
What kind of country are we going to be? Mm-hmm. Four more years of George, he's going to find ourselves in a position where... If Trump gets elected...
I think Jill said Trump. She's looking right at the camera, but her lips are moving.
I think I can say Trump without moving my lips.
Goodness. Trump. Okay, so I got a clip from Norm O'Donnell asking Kamala Harris a really good question. It was like... And Kamala wasn't ready. She breaks into this nervous laugh like, What? I know. Mike Pence said I was the most liberal. You'll hear it in a minute. And then Nora says, no, really, nonpartisan people have said that, too.
Okay. Bringing it back. Okay.
So we'll have that for you momentarily. Let's check your morning sports and good morning, Champaign-Urbana. I am Stevie J, Diane Ducey with some headlines.
Yeah, my son Aiden's going to Unity today as a senior, and it's America Monday, so I thought I'd dress in red, white, and blue also.
Oh, it's a little controversial.
Oh. Is it?
Uh-huh.
All righty.
How dare you respect this country, man?
Well, a little reluctant to wear red, especially after that Wisconsin-Illinois 45-7 game on Friday night.
There was nothing good about that, except that we have to be better next game.
Right.
I hate to tell you this, but we are favored to lose the next seven.
Is that right?
We will be underdogs the next seven. We don't have an Illinois State to play that we should beat.
Right.
To warm up.
Work out the kinks.
Yeah. We go to Wisconsin to play a really good team out of the gate. And Lovey said, this, we want to see where we are. We're not in a very good spot because we jumped right into high-level competition. And guess what? We beat Purdue 24-6 last year in West Lafayette. And they're way better. Jeff Brohm, the coach, was just, we got to play. And that should have given you a clue. He's got a good team because they beat Iowa. Purdue beat Iowa. And I was planning on beating Purdue. Yeah.
So we have Badger quarterback Graham Mertz had released a career start.
It was his first start.
He record setting.
21 out of 22,
yes.
Five touchdowns, and the one incompletion was dropped by a receiver. But the kid was perfect.
He's tested positive, they're saying.
Oh, well, we're done playing him. It's too bad, he'll be fine. But
in Big Ten says 21 days.
Well, he's probably done.
So Paul Chris, the head coach, is supposed to speak to the press today and talked about several false positives at the beginning of the daily antigen testing last month.
Oh, it's
and
false positive now because he threw for five touchdowns.
He's also talking about individual student-athlete medical privacy and things like that. So
I didn't think we were going to release names of people
right,
that get it. Yeah,
right. So,
well, anyway, he had an amazing night. If the kid's out, it'll be the third-string quarterback, but Wisconsin... They're a pretty good team. We didn't look so good. Hopefully, we'll look better.
Right. Green Bay beats the Houston Texans, and tonight it's the Bears at the L.A. Rams. We also had the L.A. Dodgers winning yesterday. That final was 4-2 over the Tampa Bay Rays. Another game a Tuesday at 7. Dodgers are up 3-2.
Let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather from the National Weather Service.
Cloudy, occasional rain showers today. Winds up to 22 miles per hour. We've got a high 41, low 34. 45 the high tomorrow. Down to 30, mostly cloudy again. Partly cloudy with a high of 55 on Wednesday. Right now, the temperature's at 40. ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla, Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. 7 hospital beds being used in Champaign County this morning for coronavirus. I think it all ought to be about hospital beds and not cases.
That used to be part of the formula in the beginning.
It's just that we got this is a contagious deal, and we know under 70 and healthy, you're probably going to be fine. Over 70, diabetes, whatever, or near it, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
But the number is 7. 7 hospital beds in Champaign County. ESPN 93.5. Okay, we've got some pretty interesting stuff next. 7:20 now in Champaign-Urbana. Stand by.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Regal Cinemas has lost its lease at 2 sites in Virginia after defaulting on the properties. The landlord, Armada Hoffler, says the locations are in Virginia Beach and Harrisonburg. It plans to redevelop the empty movie theaters. The Simply Self-Storage chain has been sold. The Wall Street Journal says Brookfield Asset Management is selling the storage business to Blackstone Group for more than $1 billion. Simply Self-Storage has more than 120 locations across 23 states, and its business has been holding up through the pandemic. Food delivery company DoorDash is partnering with a San Francisco restaurant, investing in a new standalone location for takeout and delivery. The business Burma Bites is a spinoff of popular restaurant Burma Superstar. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast.
Scalia and Ginsburg had such an affection for one another. The most progressive member of the Supreme Court was more fair and more gracious to Justice Scalia, more understanding about Justice Scalia than the group that claims to be fair, understanding, and apolitical. If it weren't so sad, it would be funny, but mainly it's just sad.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call us at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
At Matex Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical, we salute our local veterans. This fall, we are inviting you to feel the difference and make a difference. Now through Veterans Day, November 11th, you can take a $25 discount on your service costs or forego the discount, and Matex will use your $25 to cover your furnace repairs for local veterans in need. Know a veteran in need of assistance? Nominate them for a new furnace by visiting matexservice.com/veterans. Call, text, or schedule online today. Matex, feel the difference.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know that quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Tapman's Towing, the most trusted towing and roadside service in downstate Illinois, is looking for a few outstanding people. You need a desire to provide customers quality service with integrity and honesty, a commitment to maintain a more than 45-year tradition of excellence, a clean driving record, and love to solve problems and work outdoors. If you want to join the Tapman's team, apply in person in Urbana at 810 East Perkins Road or online at tapmanstowing.com. tapmanstowing.com. Tapman's
Towing. You're very different in the policies that you've supported in the past. You're considered the most liberal United States senator.
Somebody said that, and it actually was Mike Pence on the debate stage. But
yeah. Well, actually, the nonpartisan GovTrack has rated you as the most liberal senator. You supported the Green New Deal. You supported Medicare for All. You've supported legalizing marijuana. Joe Biden doesn't support those things. So are you going to bring the policies, those progressive policies that you supported as senator, into a Biden administration?
What I will do, and I promise you this, and this is what Joe wants me to do, this was part of our deal. I will always share with him my lived experience as it relates to any issue that we confront. And I promised Joe that I will give him that perspective and always be honest with him.
And is that a socialist or progressive perspective?
No. No, it is the perspective of a woman who grew up a black child in America, who was also a prosecutor, who also has a mother who arrived here at the age of 19 from India, who also, you know, likes hip-hop. Like, what do you want to know?
Well, I want to give you the opportunity to address this, because at the Republican National Convention, yeah, President Trump made the case that Joe Biden is going to be nothing more than a Trojan horse for socialist policies, for the left wing of the Democratic Party. Are you going to push those policies when you're vice president of the United States?
I am not going to be confined to Donald Trump's definition of who I or anybody else is. And I think America has learned that that would be a mistake.
So just to button that up, because you have fought for Medicare for all. That's not something that Joe Biden supports. If you become vice president, would you say to a President Biden, you know what, we should really be pushing for Medicare for all, not a public option. That's just not going to do it. That's not my value.
I would not have joined the ticket if I didn't support what Joe was proposing.
Come on, man.
No.
Come on, man.
She wasn't ready for the question. She wasn't ready to be challenged by Norah O'Donnell from 60 Minutes last night.
So uncomfortable. Now I know why they're taking a pass on all the invitations to do stuff out in the public.
Well, you can't ask them the hard question. Her eyes got big. You ought to look at that tape. And you're going, what? You're asking, what? You're asking. Very nervous laugh.
Yeah.
Kamala Harris, your next vice president of the United States, as of a week from tomorrow, perhaps. Okay, it is 7:26.
Lots of people early voting.
Yeah, there's 60 million.
Mm-hmm.
Illinois has been out there as well. Champaign County is at 24.6% of people have already voted. I think Rock Island has 30% already voted. The maps are pretty, pretty heavy in Florida, Texas, and California for early voting. I think mostly Democrats are voting early. I can't imagine voting early and standing in a block-long line. I would come back. Why would you spend 2 hours in a line when you just try coming back versus... Because there's a lot of time here. You got till Friday for early voting. And then you actually have to go to the polls a week from tomorrow.
That's right.
And how many vote at the polls? I think a lot of Republicans says they're going to vote at the polls on election day. Mm-hmm. I got it done because I don't want to think about it anymore. And I am happy to finish and be completed.
And it helps to look at that ballot ahead of time. So you're just in and out.
Yeah, it doesn't take very long. If you kind of know what you're voting on, then it's 2 minutes maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get a little I vote sticker. But if 60 million have already voted, will this be the biggest turnout ever in American history? And what does that mean? Is it a Joe Biden landslide? Don't know. Will Donald Trump pull it out? Don't know. I'm watching Trafalgar Group because they're kind of a disruptor in the polling business.
Okay.
Frank Luntz, who is the bearded guy that does all these focus groups and everything, he says if Donald Trump wins a week from tomorrow, his profession is over. He said if the polling can't really identify what's happening, nobody will trust it. And that's what I don't understand why we're trusting it now. In 2016, they were exactly the same. This was a Hillary Clinton easy win. It's over. 99% likely. Hillary's won. I'm with her. It's over. Didn't work out that way. Same thing's happening now. Joe's got it. Oh, boy. Don't get complacent because, you know, Trafalgar Group goes and asks three questions. It's quick. People in the old days of sitting around the parlor waiting for that black phone to ring, you pick it up. It's a big old heavy phone with a cord to the wall.
Yes.
And you sit there for 36 questions from the pollster.
Wow.
Doesn't happen anymore. People are making dinner. They're getting ready for, well, whatever they're getting ready for in this coronavirus time.
Yep.
But they're not going to sit and answer questions. And then you got the added fear that you're going to be harmed physically announce that you're for anybody but Joe and Kamala.
Mm-hmm.
And so that gives you uneven polling. And so Trafalgar Group thinks they've got a better feel. They're calling Florida, Trump, North Carolina, Trump, Texas, Trump, Georgia, Trump, Arizona, Trump. If you have that happen, you don't even need to win Wisconsin and Michigan. Just win Pennsylvania, and it's over. If Minnesota goes to Donald Trump, it's over. And right now, Trafalgar Group has it tied. Minnesota, who has not gone to a Republican since 1972. I don't know what's going to happen. Nobody does in this weird time we're in. Thank you to Wendy, who said something yesterday at church to me that she's enjoying her morning therapy sessions.
Yay!
We do therapy every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9. I want to ask you about the black eye on the Illinois football helmet and some of the social injustice statements on the back of their helmet.
Yep.
Want to ask about that and get into that a little bit.
I heard about that on Friday also.
So we'll hit that here coming up in just a few.
And we'd love to hear from you at 359-2255 and on Facebook or steviejay.com.
Illinois plays Purdue. I think it's 11 this on Saturday.
Oh.
We're 4-point underdogs in my house to the Boilermakers coming up Saturday.
News. I'm Chris Foster. It's a week and a day to Election Day, Joe Biden says during a virtual Get Out the Vote concert.
For the United States of America, character counts, truth matters, hard work, having a plan to bring people together to get things done is the only way forward.
More than 59 million Americans have already voted. That's an early voting record. President Trump tells supporters in Manchester, New Hampshire.
The biggest risk we have are the fake ballots. To me, they send millions of ballots all over the country. They found some in a garbage can, military ballots. The name Trump was written in by the military, and they found them in a garbage can.
He campaigns in Pennsylvania today. The Senate is scheduled to vote this evening on Judge Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court nomination. She is expected to have enough votes to get through. Vice President Pence plans to be there to preside over the vote and break any tie if necessary. America's listening to Fox News.
Your days are busy. It's hard to find time to plan your dream retirement or ensure you're doing enough to save for tomorrow's needs. With over 145 years of strength and service in our communities, Busey is the ideal partner to ensure your dreams become reality. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're in the market for a new car battery, you could go to one of those big box stores, except there's no guarantee you'll be served by an actual car expert.
Clean up in aisle three.
You could pick a battery off the shelf, except it might be close to expiring. Or you could just come into Interstate. Don't make a big box store blunder. With competitive prices and a more personal, reliable approach, Interstate Batteries is the clear-cut choice if you want to guarantee yourself a new and trustworthy car battery. They're open and ready to serve you at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is a company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority. Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids' finances, insurance? Then let State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow in Champaign help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Kurt handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else, more money too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%. That's money Kurt can help you put toward a college savings plan. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow today and get to a better state with State Farm. Discounts may vary state to state. Visit KurtLenschow.com. Today. Well, you can go to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. They've been in the appliance business since 1977, mm-hmm. and they can make things very easy online. Appliance-world.com. You can sign up for these exclusive offers, get the latest local deals. You can talk to an associate online. And, of course, you can go into the store with your mask on. It's on Neal Street, right before, as you're driving north on Neal, right before the I-74 interchange. But at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, the largest independent appliance dealer, meaning they have all the brands, Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, Summit, Freezers, GE, Whirlpool, and more. But low prices, the best selection. They do all the delivery, installation, they repair. And, of course, you cannot. It's just not even a no chance. You can't beat their free 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
Check them out in Champaign, south of I-74. Again, online, easy to get to. On your phone, on your computer, appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com. We'll get to the quick interview we've got with Ryan Kasson on the national numbers for this election a week from tomorrow. Then I want to talk about the black eye on their helmets for the game Friday night. Stand by for that. Here we go with weather.
Chance for occasional showers today at 50%, 41 our high, 34 our low, up to 45 tomorrow, down to 30, mostly cloudy. Shot showers at 10%. 55 is the warm spot of the week on Wednesday. Actually, Halloween should be sunny and a high 55, too.
That's a good deal, yeah.
Exactly. Right now, the temperature has dropped to 39 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, Jim says, Diane, Stevie, not to bash on you, but early voting is bad.
Right.
I don't get it. We talk about it daily. How do you then vote early?
Right.
What do you mean?
Meaning you're voting early, but you're saying, I don't know if I trust the early voting. But you voted
did
early.
Did I say I don't trust you? I don't think I said I don't trust you. I don't trust the mass ballots being sent without request. There's a difference. I totally trust absentee because you have to call. You have to identify. But I'm talking about the bulk, get the trucks and just mail to every household, even though they died 10 years ago. I don't like that. But that's only happening in 9 states, mostly Democratic states anyway. However, but no, I think the early voting, I mean, I'd rather have Election Day. And right. absentee, if you're out of state, yeah. I think you ought to have that. I'd rather have Election Day, but now that it's seasonal, I'll just vote early and get it done.
Okay.
But I don't agree with the mass ballots. Absolutely no. Because you have no idea how many people move in Champaign-Urbana every year? There's a ton. We're transient, very transient because of the University of Illinois. And yet you're getting all these ballots mailed. But what happens to the ballot? And how do you compare signatures to make sure they're authentic? That's what I'm saying. It's called ballot harvesting that the president's worried about. Okay, I do want to talk about the Illini football helmet because that is something to talk about. This is a public institution, a public university, and what's on my helmet, I can certainly have an opinion on. We'll get to that here just momentarily. Political strategist, CEO of Beast Digital, Ryan Kasson. How are you, Ryan?
I'm doing well, thank you.
We have put together... And you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Freudian slip, we're cognitively not solid. Ryan?
Well, between that and him yesterday in a video interview saying that a vote against Biden is a vote for 4 more years of George W. Bush.
This one?
What kind of country are we going to be? 4 more years of George.
That would be George Bush, but he actually met Donald Trump. I think, did Jill Biden mouth or say whisper Trump or something? I think she might have. In any event, yikes. Where are we, Ryan?
Yeah. Yikes is right. And you know what? This is the product that we get from a candidate who, by and large, is not on the campaign trail. He's staying well-rested and off the campaign trail at home in Delaware. And, between the debate performance we saw last week and then slips like the ones that you just played, it's not a very impressive performance. Their hope for victory at this point is running out the clock.
He said that the biggest threat was Russia. If the Hunter Biden emails are Russian propaganda, and if somehow there's some truth to Joe Biden getting fed money through his brother and his son Hunter, shouldn't we at least know this information? Shouldn't we vet it and make sure that it's false before we assume it's not and completely block it from everybody but Fox News?
Absolutely, and this is the responsibility of a responsible mainstream media. And of course, that's not what's actually happening. NPR has said straight up that their listeners, they've decided that their listeners are not interested in this story and they will not chase it down. And it doesn't matter if it's Russian disinformation or propaganda or if it's the God's honest truth. It's up to our media to track it down, get the facts, tell the story unbiased. But, you know, that's not going to happen between now and Election Day, certainly.
Well, I know, but now we kind of, instead of the facts, the who, what, where, why, when of the good old days of journalism, we've taken sides. And I don't think a republic like ours can survive without a watchdog, Ryan. I really don't.
No, it's absolutely right. And it's an important part of a functioning democracy. I think, you know, we see that the media is asleep at the wheel throughout this election because they are so biased and want so badly to kick Trump out of office after being embarrassed in 2016. And then, you know, you combine that with the fact that Joe Biden is clearly open to this idea of court packing. And that's another institution that's at risk of being lost over the next 4 years. I think, you know, it's not hyperbole to say that we are at an inflection point as a republic.
Come on, man.
No.
Come on, man.
Well, we're only 8 days away, Ryan. Any predictions?
I predict that Election Day will likely be very messy, and we will not know the outcome of the election, and it's going to be at least an election week. So, you know, strap in for that.
You know what happens December 8th if we don't have a result, right? It goes to the House of Representatives. Yeah. And you're going, oh, no, Nancy. No, every state gets one vote. Did you know that? I didn't know that.
Hmm.
So it would be.
It's a very complicated process that we don't see typically. And I expect that we will not see it again here. I think that this is more likely to be decided at the Supreme Court level with Justice Amy Coney Barrett being confirmed this evening and will be sworn in literally within hours of that confirmation than it is to be with the House of Representatives, as you described.
Okay. All I want to know is 5 after 7, is there any chance they'll call Minnesota for Trump? Then I can relax the rest of the evening. Any chance at all that Minnesota could go to Trump? They're, according to Trafalgar Group, they're tied.
Slim chance. I'm keeping an eye on Minnesota. And then on the other side, I'm keeping an eye on Georgia, where polling there shows it's neck and neck as well, which, you know, hasn't voted for a Democrat since 1992. So I think all bets are off. Look, every single state is, you know, practically in play. Maybe not California, maybe not Oklahoma, but it's going to be an unusual election night. 61 million Americans have already voted. Highest turnout of any presidential election likely.
Ryan Kassin, Kassin. How do people connect with you?
BeastDigital.com.
Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
7:42. All right, ESPN 93.5, Monday morning. It's October 26, according to my piece of paper. Otherwise, we fall back on the clock Saturday into Sunday.
Yes, we do.
Thank you for joining us this morning. As always, the Fighting Illini went to Wisconsin, and it no good. It was
45-7 was the final.
Can't spin it. It was embarrassing for me.
It is an 11 o'clock start on Halloween.
Against Purdue, who's better than I thought. I was kind of banking on Purdue this year, and they beat Iowa. So you're not going to bank on Purdue. We're going to have to play so much better to beat anybody. And Rutgers, I forgot, rehired that Greg Schiavone, or however you say that. Rutgers is back. They pounded Michigan State, who's not good, but they pounded Michigan State. Rutgers was totally supposed to be my cakewalk, and I forgot about that guy they hired, who's now brought toughness back to New Jersey.
Okay, so we're getting some comments at 359-2255.
Let me set this up.
Okay, because there's three now.
University of Illinois released about their helmet. They said, our primary mission in Illinois athletics is to educate the men and women who choose to join our program. That's coming from Josh Whitman, our athletic director. Much of this education occurs outside the four walls of the classroom as our student athletes learn to interact with and influence the world around them. I am proud that they continue to wrestle with the hard issues facing our society and to use their platform for positive change. We remain steadfast in supporting their efforts on the field and off, and I hope others will do the same. Uniform summary. Illinois will wear a solid black block eye decal on its helmets for the season opener. I was glad to hear that. So we did it at Wisconsin. I presume our orange and blue helmet with the eye or whatever configuration they use will be back. The back of the helmets will have a black fist sticker. That reminds me of the Olympics and the guys, the African Americans that held up their fists. That goes way back. Each player could choose one of five messages for the back bumper of their helmets, all of which were selected by a group of student athletes. The messages are Black Lives Matter, I Fight Against Racism, Together, Equality, and United. I don't have a problem with four of those. I have a problem with Black Lives Matter because clearly that tent is too big.
Mm-hmm.
If you're talking about the Black Lives Matter where they're against racism and ignorance, I'm all in. If you're talking about burning down our system and our country, which is also under Black Lives Matter's tent, that's too much.
Right.
I'm fine with these other messages. I don't care if they put on the back of their helmets, I fight against racism, together, equality, and united. That's fine. Those are great. But BLM brings in an entire new crowd of stuff I'm not comfortable with. And I'm not sure everybody knows that.
Involving rioting and looting.
Well, you just have to understand that the Black Lives Matter, there's no real leader there. They have different factions that some are extremely extreme. And, you know, if you want to make a statement on the back of your helmet, I mean, again, that's itself controversial from the standpoint it's a public institution. This is a public university. My tax dollars go here. I mean, do I have a say in what we should stand for and what kind of political statements we should be making?
It's just that nobody says this stuff.
Well, nobody will say it either.
Right.
359-2255. Or
Mike in Villa Grove says, I'm boycotting Fighting Illini football. It's college football game. It's not a political statement. Matt says the U of I, an example of double standards with the helmets, in my opinion. They're a political statement. Employees at the U of I are prohibited from wearing clothes and hats, etc., with anything political. The U of I football was supposed to be the year. Finally time to recognize it's time to move on from Lovey. Indiana and Rutgers both look more competitive than us.
Well, this is Lovey's best team. He said, this is my best team. Now, again, you factor in coronavirus, but every team has to factor in coronavirus. So we're kind of all in the same there. We have to test every day. We have to do all of these. Do we want our public institution to make social statements? I'm not comfortable mixing politics necessarily. I don't want guys to do a dance and hold up a sign saying whatever. I'd just rather play football and rather focus on that. And then if they want to do peaceful marches off the field in their own time, I'm fine with that. If these are kids, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. On your own time was the operative words there. And I'm done with Illini Sports, says Dirk and Muhammad. Me too. No BLM. All lives matter. Will not support them or anyone in sports that gives this kind of political expression.
It is just a lightning rod for stuff like that. And that's a shame. Because, again, sports used to be kind of a break and kind of a release where we all kind of come together and root for one team. Because
yes.
Democrat and Republican. But now things have gotten so extreme in certain instances where you're afraid to speak up because of what you'll get if you do it. And the question of should we make political statements on our college football team, I'm against it professionally. I just think that, so let's play the game. And then on your own time, when you're not at work, then do what you want to do. But, you know, should student athletes, you know, promote voting and get, yes. Should they go marching in the streets? I don't care if it's off their own time. But I don't know if I'm comfortable. I don't care if they want to put, you know, stop racism, I guess. I just rather not mix it is all. I'm uncomfortable with mixing all of these messages in the game. That's all.
Easy in Danville. Sports should not be a political whiteboard is the way he put it. So if you want to chime in, 359-2255.
How'd you feel about the black block eye? How do you feel about the messages on the back of the helmets?
Jay and Champagne, tired of sports against law enforcement. Can't support this program right now. Lifelong Illini fan.
Well, Black Lives Matter, when the first early chance they had at one of their protests was pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. I'm positive the University of Illinois does not support that. I am 100% positive, but it's still under Black Lives Matter.
Jake and Muhammad, one thing no one talks about is the outcast feeling some of the others on the team may feel because they might not support organizations
They're not going to say anything, are they?
For sure.
No way. And listen, they might all support it. That's fine. I'm just saying, is it appropriate to do it there?
Someone says this would be great radio. Go down and tell the players how they should show their feelings towards social justice. We're just saying maybe on your own time.
Yeah, think about this University of Illinois. This is a public land-grant institution. It's my institution. It is my team. And we're all kind of in this together. You know, the chief was taken out for all these racism claims and everything else. And so now we've got to get into politics during the game. Because you see that, and you're going to feel something. What are you doing?
Right.
So why bring that into it? Why turn off, because you have, people that are mentally and physically rooting against Illinois right now because of that?
Dan and Muhammad, Illinois football, good at activism, bad at football.
We were bad at football Friday. You can't argue that. I just hope we play better Saturday, but now you brought in this. Why did we have to bring in this? Because the players wanted to. Is it appropriate? That's a fair question.
But the opening game was the only time we were supposed to see that black
eye. But you're going to have the black fist, and you're going to have the statements on the back of the helmet, I think, for the rest of the season.
I see.
Is it appropriate? It's just a discussion point. I'm not comfortable mixing my politics with my sports. I used to watch sports. It was kind of a break. Now I got to worry about people kneeling for baseball and football and these other sports.
Right.
It's just
a shame.
359-2255. Love to hear what you think. Quick sports headlines. Let me know. Facebook message. Call. Same number, 359-2255. Happy to discuss.
Well, one of the top trending stories we're seeing is about the Badger quarterback Graham Mertz has reported to be positive test for COVID-19. So we'll see what happens with that as we get a statement from Wisconsin and the coaching staff today. We also had number 17, Indiana, upsetting number 8, Penn State, as one of the Big Ten games that we watched and enjoyed. Lots of competition in the Big Ten. Did you see some of the other games happening?
Yeah, it was very disconcerting to see how good Rutgers looked and how good Purdue looked, because those are two I was kind of counting on.
Right.
Minnesota got whacked by Michigan, and we play Minnesota in a couple of weeks.
Yep, that's right. On the 7th.
I thought the Big Ten, Wisconsin beat Maryland by like 40. So, yeah.
All right. And we also have the Dodgers beating Tampa Bay Rays. So tomorrow at 7 could be the LA Dodgers time. Hasn't happened since 88.
Yeah.
Dodgers are up 3-2. Bears in action against LA Rams tonight.
Yep. Go Bears. Dub Bears. I think it's first time ever you've had a player from Parkland College in the World Series, and certainly the umpire Mark Carlson, who told Dan Hughes' class way back when Dan Hughes, the wonderful instructor from Parkland, Dan Hughes, you know Dan Hughes.
I do.
Retired media guy from Parkland College, had him write out what they were going to be, and some might said, I'm going to be a musician, I'm going to be this. One guy wrote, I'm going to be a major league umpire. That was Mark Carlson, who's now doing his second World Series. And he's in these games, every World Series game. And Kevin Kiermaier. Kevin Kiermaier, former Parkland baseball team that helped win the national title. He's on the team, and he's playing center field. Tampa's down 3-2 now. Probably Dodgers World Series now, but who knows? Who knows? All right, ESPN 93.5. Gene in Urbana, how are you?
I'm fine. I thank the coach of Illinois, Lovie Smith, to keep his politics to himself.
Well, the team came.
And coach football.
Team came to him. The team rallied. They want to do the peaceful protest with other student athletes. They did that. They marched in the street, peaceful protest. That was fine. It was on their own time. And then I think they came to Lovie and said, "We want to do this." And Lovie and Josh Whitman both said they agree.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's the way I feel.
Thank you, Gene. Keep politics out of it.
And we had Matt saying, look on the streets of city council in Champaign. They're passing Black Lives Matter murals on the street. Chris had said, I'm giving up on all sports this year because of this. If I want to see social statements and opinions, I'll tune in to CNN.
There you go. I think we just need a clear understanding because, again, the tent in Black Lives Matter is big. Some of it wants to burn down America, mm-hmm. which I'm adamantly against.
Right.
Some of it says stop racism and ignorance. Mm-hmm. I'm all in on that one. But what is it? Which one is it? And then, again, do we want to introduce this? Because, I mean, what if every team member was pro-life? Do we want to put pro-life on the helmets or pro-choice? Do we want to do that? It's kind of political, kind of controversial.
That's right.
How about pro-chief? Everyone wants a chief back, so they put a chief on their helmet. Would that bother some people?
Yes.
Why would we go there? I know it's a confusing time. I know it's a very important time. But do we want to separate the ball game? And I'm telling you, they're individuals on their own time, whatever they want to do. But it's my team, too. And you dare not be uncomfortable with it or you're a racist. Mm-hmm. You can't speak about it. We can in therapy, fortunately.
Well, I'm glad this is coming up here. More on the technical talk with Jay Layman after 4 with the drive this afternoon.
Yeah, glad you brought that up. Thank you. Jay Layman is former All-American linebacker, University of Illinois, and he's just got a new haircut for TV.
I know.
Looks kind of like a GQ.
Looking good.
Saw it on GQ. Could be on GQ. Kind of happening.
I love it.
Guys poured into a suit. It's ridiculous.
I know it.
Anyway, Jay Layman will be on with the boys this afternoon on The Drive. Derek Piper, Lon Tay. Every Monday now from 4 to 5, Jay Layman's hour. And he can spin positive.
Boy, he's just got some energy.
Yeah, I love it.
And people can chime in for that, too, 359-2255.
So listen to Jay Layman's take on the Illinois-Wisconsin game, 45-7. I am 100% sure we're better than we showed. Everybody around the program says that. But I am just...
disappointed?
I'm just concerned about Purdue. Because I thought they sucked. I'm sorry. I thought they were really bad, and they look like they're really good. So I kind of counted on a Halloween victory, and we are underdogs by 4 in our home field. I think we'll come out and play really, really well. I sure hope so, because it really won't be any fun if we're going to lose every game. It would be just awful. So I don't think coming off a bowl, we want that. We want to win at least 4. Go 4-4 in a very tough Big Ten conference in the season we're in with no preseason kind of warm-up stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Those non-conference games, you can make mistakes like we did against Wisconsin and win. That's the whole point of the early game, so you kind of work it out. We had to jump to Wisconsin, 14th-ranked Wisconsin, whose quarterback, by the way, has tested positive for coronavirus.
Right.
Which is big news because the kid was unbelievable against us.
Purdue beat Iowa 24-20.
Yeah. Purdue beat Iowa. And yeah. Rutgers beat Michigan State.
Wow.
By like 20 or something.
What was this old statement back in the old radio days? If you're looking for the Patsy, you are the Patsy.
If you look on the schedule and you don't see a Patsy, you're the Patsy.
Dang it.
That's a problem. 7:57. Your news is coming up. Love to hear from you. 359-2255. Call or text. Facebook message us as well. You can listen to the show afterwards at steviejay.com. 7:57. Fox News coming up.
Fighting Illini football is right around the corner. And although things will look different this season, one thing remains the same. Game Day Spirit is the best place to gear up to support your Fighting Illini. From apparel to drinkware and everything in between, they have everything you need to cheer on the Fighting Illini this college football season. Visit them at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign or 6th and Green in Campustown or shop online 24-7 at GameDaySpirit.com. That's GameDaySpirit.com.
Hi, this is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you want a locally owned family business to help you always be comfortable, who have trained, talented, licensed, and experienced technicians, then call me to schedule an appointment. We'll check your furnace to make sure it'll keep you warm this winter. And just like our name, ABC, you will always be comfortable. We are a licensed Amana dealer and are standing by to help you anytime, day or night. Call me, Gina, at 352-5400 or at abcheatingandac.com.
I think you can say that. What did it say?
From the texter?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm done with Illini sports. Yeah. I don't like political statements on helmets. Yeah. Let's put "In God We Trust" on the back of helmets.
Okay, there you go. And then the one guy was really mad.
Oh, yeah. This one says, I love how this makes the small town white people so mad. Love it.
Small town white people.
I mean, yeah. I rephrased what he said.
Right, I know. It was a little more profane. So this is a white thing, huh? How about just a political thing? The question is it appropriate to put political statements on the helmets? If everybody on the team loved the chief, should they write the word chief on the back of the helmet? I mean, again, that's going to make some people mad. And God We Trust would make a lot of, you know, in this day and age, believe it or not. So it's just a question of, is it appropriate? Should we be doing this? That's all. It's a discussion. But I know a lot of people are not happy. There's some that are very happy with it. But should we? Is that the right forum? And maybe it is. That's what's worth discussing. 359-2255, if you'd like to chime in. We'll have to get that after the news. Is that what we're going to do?
That's right.
Okay, stand by. Get to the news coming up next. I'm just saying, is it appropriate? Is that what you want to do? Do we want to do that?
Right.
Apparently we do.
Once you start something, it's just hard to stop.
It's 8 o'clock. You're listening to WFMU.